Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on 100.2 FM, Freeview 277, and online at bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Sirkin.
Hello, Paul Andrews.
Hello.
Well, it's gone all nippy again, isn't it?
Nippy?
Yeah. Well, because...
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not meaning the speed that you walk around the studio. Right. But Sunday... I was having a lovely... The new husband went sailing with the youngest.
Okay.
On his catamaran.
Catamaran?
Yeah.
No, that's a lemon meringue.
I wish. On his catamaran.
Catamaran.
Oh, yeah.
A lemon meringue.
You see, I've worked in food for too long.
Exactly.
Catamaran.
Yeah, catamaran.
Cappuccino.
Yeah, it's on a boat covered in lemon sauce.
Looking all fluffy. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he went out on his catamaran, as you call it.
Yeah.
And... being the woman, I was left to walk the dog, clear up the breakfast, you know, do all that malarkey.
Ironing.
No, exactly. I haven't ironed since 1066.
Oh, no.
No, I don't. I wear irons. So anyway, long story short.
Thank goodness.
I did a little lovely roast leg of lamb in the garden on the green egg.
I was going to say, did you do it in your green egg? I think I saw it. I think you posted some pictures of it.
Yeah, it didn't look very nice when I posted, because we all gobbled it quite quick.
I have to say, I did hold the picture upside down to work out which bit was
which
the lamb.
Leg.
Yeah.
And which bit was my finger.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was really nice. So we got that really nice spell on Sunday, didn't we?
Yeah.
We were all saying, oh, we should be wearing suntan cream, get your factor 50 out. And then this morning I woke up, and we got this huge wind on the seafront. Is it windy where you live?
It's like curry again, isn't it?
Such schoolboy humour.
I know.
But is it windy where you live, apart from that?
It wasn't as bad as it was when it took my fence down the week before last.
Yeah. Did Dan come and do it?
Well,
Dan Juby.
I had literally just finished paying to have a whole fence put up down the side of my garden. Cost a fortune, took ages, and it would have been up a week when the storm hit and the whole lot came down.
Would your insurance cover that or not really?
Nah. Well,
Act of God, is it?
You could claim on it, but I mean, by the time you've done that and they put your insurance premiums up, it's hardly worth it,
I know.
Is it?
I've just had a bill from the Cleveland Clinic in Harley Street, £204, which is my excess for my health insurance.
Right, okay.
You know, it's quite a lot.
Don't even talk to me about health insurance.
Well, can I? What? We might as well. Now we're on the subject.
Oh, okay.
But now you've mentioned it.
I've had my health insurance 30 years, yeah.
Yeah.
And it came up for renewal this month, and they wanted just under $4,000. It had gone up from $2,800.
Well, mine...
I've never made a claim
on
it.
Who are you with?
Vitality.
Oh, I left them. I got really annoyed
with them. Well, you can't leave them.
I flounced off.
When I first started, it was Prudential Life or something, and then it was someone else. And then it was someone else. And every time I leave, I end up back at Vitality Health, because they just go and buy the company I've moved
to. Well, they were sending me these sort of incentives when I was with them, as I don't know, 15 years ago, and they were saying, if you buy organic veg from Sainsbury's, so I wrote to them, and I said, well, I get an organic veg box, have done for 20 years, from Riverford, who are like the proper farmers, but no, it had to be from Sainsbury's, so it was all like tie-ins.
Really annoyed me.
And if you get coffee from Costa, or you know, and I rang them up and I said, well, I go to my local cafe, does that count? No, that doesn't count. So I got annoyed. But we're with Aviva, and we've got a very good rep who I keep trying to get on your show. You've got a camera being dangled in front of you, haven't you?
I know, I have. It's very...
Did you wear makeup this morning? We're being filmed, listener. It's all very...
Yeah.
We've got lovely Natalie Benegs, and she's going around with cameras, and she's got lights and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Of course, we're used to this, aren't we?
Well, fame, yeah.
Yeah, fame.
Yeah.
But anyway, as I was saying, so I've used them a lot, Aviva, from my AstraZeneca damage, as you know. I've had to go privately because the waiting list was so long. And they've been pretty good, but my excess has gone up by 600,
right,
because I've used them.
Shall I finish my story now?
Well, yeah, go on if you want. Interested in mine?
No, I couldn't care less.
Do you know this mic is giving me a lisp, like a lisp.
It's not my... you sound like someone from St Trinian's.
Do I?
Yeah, jolly hockey sticks.
Yeah, you should see what I'm wearing.
No,
go on.
I've forgotten what I was saying.
No, you're talking
now.
About your life insurance, or your health insurance.
My health insurance. I managed to get it reduced to £1,500, but basically not covering anything.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. That's the thing. We've got, later on in the show, we've got Adam Letts on, you know, he's a financial advisor.
Yeah, see, I needed his advice, really, didn't I?
I know.
How to manage what little money I've got left.
He might have a few tricks up his sleeve.
He may well do.
You never know.
We'll find out in the second part of the show.
Why have I got a lisp on this mic?
I don't know.
Can you hear it?
No.
It's like a little S.
Yes.
Elizabethan. And who else is on the show? We've got Adam Letts. We've got somebody else, haven't we?
Orsella Carney.
I knew that.
From My Wage.
Yeah.
We're going to hear from...
So it's a bit of finance today, I would
it
say.
It is, yeah. It came together in a nice way. And
we'd love to hear from you as usual. Use the BBunker hashtag if you're tweeting in at BusinessBunker or at VanillaWeb or me at Jules Turkin. It's just my name.
I Trust Assurance, the Speak Up app, have tweeted. Looking forward to hearing from Orsella and Adam on the Business Bunker show. Well, thank you for that, Nick.
I love the name Orsella. I wonder where it came from.
I think, she might kill me now, I think she's Romanian, I think.
Because lovely name, isn't it, Orsella?
She's a lovely lady as well.
Well, yeah. I'm sure. And the lovely Tracy Ferguson, that's...
Everyone's lovely today.
At Daisy64.
We're all lovely. Natalie's lovely. Yeah, Adam's lovely. Yeah.
Natalie's very lovely because she's French.
Yeah, she's French.
She said I was elegant. Has a French woman ever thought an English woman is elegant?
No, she was just smoozing.
No.
She was smoozing.
No.
Yeah.
So, look, Tracy Ferguson is at Taisy64. Close your lips.
Yeah.
Plucky's World. It's at Plucky's World. And she's the owner of Plucky's World. She starts conversations. She supports self-awareness. She's a personal growth trainer and mentor. And she says the time to do what you love is now.
Right.
Jules leaves the studio and goes on a safari.
Yeah.
You can find her on pluckysworld.com and she's based in Kent.
Yeah, in Medway, in fact.
I wonder if she can hear my lisp.
Lisp.
It's really funny. Is it the sock, the wind sock, do you think?
I don't know. I can't hear it. You're making it. Can you hear it, Adam?
Yeah, but
not at all.
No, I can't hear it either. I think she's just wishful thinking.
Yeah, maybe it's my headphones.
Yeah. She's kind of degenerated to a 16-year-old.
And then the lovely Sarah Marsh Collins, who's been... Because I had some local honey and I had it with my squeezed lemon this morning. That's why my voice sounds like this.
Hold on.
All smooth.
The trouble... I'll talk to you, Adam, because I don't want to talk to her.
No.
The trouble with Jules is...
He's going to get catty now,
she,
I see.
Yeah. She posts pictures of her food.
Yeah.
You know, which is a mistake because she eats all day, basically.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So, basically, she started off this morning with a squeeze of lemon and some rubbishy tea and some snack. And then she had the breakfast, which was a big cooked breakfast.
Yeah.
You had bacon and eggs this morning.
I had two rashers of bacon. Mm. I had two lovely eggs, which were Riverford, they're organic, and the bacon is organic.
Yeah.
And then I had a half an avocado. And then my new husband had, because it was Passover and he's Jewish, he's not very religious, but he likes all the food that you have at Passover.
Mm.
And so we had, his crackers, he's got these, they have to have special Passover crackers, you know, it's not just any cracker.
What are they called?
Passover crackers, raccoonsons, it's all different.
Malts or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Don't get all schmaltzy.
Yeah.
So I had some of his crackers.
Of course you did.
With some lovely, while we're talking about it, I just remember pip and nut almond butter.
Right.
And then I spread it with, you know, the Good Shed, they do a very nice homemade satsuma marmalade. So I had my pip and nut butter and then the satsuma marmalade on top.
So that got her through breakfast, that lot.
That was pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah. That got her through breakfast. And then she's got a little snack to keep her going while she comes to the studio.
Yeah.
A little boiled egg and a tomato in a jar.
In a jam jar, I think.
In a jam jar,
That's pretty healthy.
Yeah.
The drive home, because otherwise you can go astray on the drive home, can't you? You can stop off and go very astray.
Yeah, anyway, Neville Gaunt's tweeted, coming up later today, it's tea time, the best ever awareness drill for golfers. Give Neville a follow on the Twitter, Neville Gaunt is his Twitter handle.
He's not at all gaunt, is he though?
He's not gaunt, no.
No, he's
not. He's a bit Neville.
I've just had a tweet from my lovely friend, she's a journalist, Sally Beck.
Oh yeah.
And she says... She's in Zanzibar, you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Really?
So, yeah.
Now, hold on. Now, you're making that up.
Yeah, she's in Zanzibar.
I've got to tell you, Adam, she goes on about Zanzibar. I don't know why. She goes on about Zanzibar all the time, and now her friend's in Zanzibar.
Yeah, my friend, Sally Beck. So you can follow her. So she's about to start promoting a second health conference, Spirit, Mind, Body, broadcast 9th and 10th of June. And she said, I'd really appreciate a follow. So I'm going to read out. She's at HealthcareFU. So at HealthcareFU, because you know on Twitter, Adam, you can't get a lot on there.
Yeah.
And it's a new, it's a new virtual global conference, 9th and 10th of June. The Spirit, Mind, Body Connection in Healing. Take control of your health. And the website is freedom-healthcare.us/conference. I'm thinking that US might be us, or is it US? I don't think it's US. I think it might be us. Can you not hear my lisp? It's really annoying me now.
I have no, you're banging your lips together.
It's
for
really
no
annoying
reason.
Me. It's really annoying me.
It doesn't matter whether it's us or US. It's the letter U and the letter S. Is it separated by a dot, a dash, or a hyphen?
There's a dot us.
Yeah, dot US.
Anyway, it's a lovely website. I'm just looking at it.
It matters not a difference whether it's US or us or US or U or S. You just have to type the U and the S.
Keep chatting, because I'm going to subscribe to their healthcare news.
Cool. Well, while you're talking about your mate in Zanzibar, I talked to my mate in Rwanda today.
Oh, lovely bird.
The lovely bird. And? It's the lady up there on the wall. Bird used to be a co-host on this show, and she now lives in Rwanda.
Yeah.
And I was chatting to her today, and it was very
And how
lovely.
Is she? Does she
She's
love it?
She's very well. She's back in the UK for a couple of days, and then she's back to Rwanda. Yeah.
Well, I've just sent her. We're doing a little conference. We're not going to be there, but we're doing promoting a conference. Mm. And we've got the First Lady of Kenya going.
Really?
Yeah, and it's the conference is...
I'm saying nothing.
It's called Soft Power.
Right.
So I've sent all the details to Bird, and she said thank you, and she's going to look into it and see if she can go.
Fantastic.
Sure she can.
And where's that taking place?
Rwanda.
Yeah, we're in Rwanda. Oh, it's a big country. Kigali.
Probably.
The capital, Kigali.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I haven't done the actual bit on it yet.
Okay.
It's not till all right. June or something.
Shove on, shove off.
Yeah. What's that mean?
It's a Twitter handle.
Oh, I thought you were speaking Rwandan.
No.
I was very impressed.
Shove on, shove off. It's Siobhan.
Okay.
Siobhan does a blog called Shove On, Shove Off. She she's ex-BBC, and she...
Aren't we all, darling?
No, she packed it all in to buy a motorhome, and she trawls around on a motorhome... ..writing about her experiences. It's a really interesting blog, Shove On, Shove Off. And she says, good afternoon, Paul and the team at the Business Bunker.
Now, Tracy Ferguson is listening avidly. She's one of our avid listeners, Adam. Mm. Very avid. And she says, ha-ha, Jules, couldn't hear a lisp until you mentioned it. Love this part of the show. It's the only part she listens to.
Yeah, I don't blame her. But Tracy, I don't think there is a lisp. I think she's now convinced herself that there is, and now we're all just going along with it to make her shut up, really.
No, there's a definite lisp, my end. Anyway, so we got lots. And I was going to say something. There's something, this won't really affect you, Paul Andrews.
All right.
Although you have lots of other ailments, I know. But this is about managing your menopause. It's a day retreat. It's at Lake House in Kent near Ashford. And it includes, I'm going to read out the website for it at the end, but it includes education on nutrition, best types of exercise, ways to balance hormones naturally, full nourishing lunch. Sounds nice, doesn't it, Adam?
That sounds pretty good to me.
So I'd go just for that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Raw treats, including gentle stretch sessions and intention setting session. An intention setting session.
I've no idea.
I don't. With Joe Adams from Future Fitness Coaching, relaxing meditation and DIY pamper products with holistic health coach Alison Bartolo, who was on last week.
Alison was on the show last week.
She was.
And Jules got all excited about her frankincense.
Well, it was a miracle.
Yeah.
You can use a promo code for Business Bunker listeners. Stop tittering. Don't titter. Titter ye not. Who is that? Frankie Howard. So the promo code that you need to use is 10 off in capital letters. 10 off for a 10% discount. Group bookings, additional discount, and last few spaces remaining. I must just tell you, Paul Andrews, that all details of that, listener, will be on the Kent Business Radio website, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was going to say was I bought the starter pack for Alison Bartolo's doTERRA. So doTERRA's where her oils came. I bought a starter pack.
Did you?
So I'm going to drive you nuts.
Have you started?
I've got some in my handbag.
Maybe that caused you lisp.
I don't think. It might cure my lisp. But I've got a little bit of frankincense in my handbag.
Frankie?
Frankincense.
All right.
Yeah. Some of them.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Yeah.
I could have done that as Cheesy Tunes.
You could have done
that.
I bet you've got something financial.
Well, of course I have.
That's, I never like financial songs.
You'll love this.
I don't like anything to do with finance.
You'll love...
My brain just goes dead.
I don't... Adam. She...
I mean, I like spending money, don't get me wrong.
She's just said live on the radio, I don't like anything to do with finance. No. I'll ask her what her and her husband do for a living.
Oh.
Go on, tell me.
Well, I only do the social media and the PR side. He is... Well, his degree was in economics and international relations.
He's a financial journalist, for goodness sake.
Yeah, well, you know. But what I would say is I don't like finance. I do like to hear. You know what it is? Because as a child at junior school, girls especially, we were hauled out, Adam. Like, so we had a class of like 38.
Yeah, but you went to St Trinian's.
That's just my list.
You just smoked behind the bike sheds, yeah, and hit people with your hockey stick.
I went to a very rough comp, I must say.
In Essex?
Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with Essex.
No, exactly. But, are you? Where from?
Yeah, I grew up in the sort of area of a bit Braintree. How still
Braintree? Oh, Braintree. I used to go out with a boy called Lawrence from Braintree.
Oh, know him well.
He was lovely.
You must know him, Adam.
Oh, yeah. Small place.
You're a bit younger than me. Did you ever go to the Animals or the Lion and Lamb in Chelmsford or DJs or any of the little discos? I think you're too young.
I went to some of the
or Tots
in,
or Zero
in,
Six
in Chelmsford, not Lambs and Lions in. Went to the zoo in Colchester.
It was like a zoo, yeah, frankly. But what I was going to say, why I've got my maths phobia is because I'm quite good at English and stuff. I can spell, I can speak, except this lisp. But what I find difficult about maths, it's like a complete block. So the minute you start talking, I'll look at you and I'll nod and things, but my mind will be going, can't do this, can't do this. Because in junior school, they go, we had a teacher called Mr. Cook, and he'd go, you, and he'd point, and you'd all be sitting at the back, crouching down. He'd go, Miss Brooker, come to the front. He had a slightly rural accent, and he'd go, come to the front, and you'd be trembling. I was only like, I don't know, 10 or something. And he'd make you do, you know, takeaway on the board in front of the whole school, class.
I'll have two naan breads. Yeah, I'll have two naan breads, a chicken madras, and a...
We didn't have that sort of thing in Essex.
Did you not?
No. It was, maybe a gobstopper or a jamboree bag or, you know. I remember...
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Sorry, it was during the rationing, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. But I remember when I was... I used to babysit for my dentist. So I used to... I was a dentist.
What was your dentist?
For his kids.
It's a child prodigy.
For his kids.
My dentist, 12. He could do a root canal, but he can't be left on his own.
Do you remember him saying that I was the problem on the show?
I do remember that,
Do you remember? Absolutely. Are you seeing what's happening here?
Yeah.
Anyhow, so...
I'm trying to play the cheesy tunage and you're carrying on.
Hang on, we'll get to the news yet, 2 o'clock. But so what I was trying to say before I was rudely interrupted by my co-presenter who makes tea in at 2 o'clock. T-boy, we call him. But when I was 15, I left school. I had a broken leg and all sorts. So I left school before O-levels, or whatever they were called in those days. Were they O-levels in those days?
They were O-levels, yeah.
So I left school, and I got a job as a dental nurse, a trainee dental nurse. In those days, you could just be a trainee dental nurse. You didn't need to go to college or all that. And so Mr. Solo, who was Russian-Australian, had two kids.
Odd combo.
Russian-Australian. He was the one that drove the Volvo, the little Roger Moore Volvo. So I used to babysit for his kids. Now, he was very sophisticated. He was obviously quite wealthy as a dentist. They all are. So his wife didn't work. She used to just come in, put a lovely manicured hand in the cash till and go, hi, I've just come to take some money from Solo's cash. And she'd go off spending it all. She had these amazing nails. I'd never seen nails like it. And
anyway, that's the end of the show. So thank you for joining us. That was 2 hours of Jules talking about her dentist.
But when I babysat for the two boys who were in bed, she'd say, oh, help yourself to whatever you want, you know, from the fridge, right? So I, of course, opened the fridge, being like I am, and I was 15, and they had ski yogurts. I mean, my mum, we never had yogurt in our house. It was the 70s, you know.
Sophisticated, just in
ski yogurts. And then she had salami and cold meats.
So you dipped the salami in the yogurt?
No, but I'd, you know, help myself to a bit of everything. I think the fridge used to be bare when they got home. I used to go home to my mum and say, can we have ski yogurts? And then my mum started trying to buy them. as well. There was a hazelnut one that was really nice.
And that's why she doesn't like finance, Adam. Which is so obvious now we know, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. If it hadn't have been for Essex-based ski yoghurt, she would have been a finance maven. But clearly, because of her juvenile dentist babysitting exploits, she doesn't like finance.
Well, I remember one of our...
No, that's enough.
One of our clients came in once and he was having a whole load of crowns done. And he gave me like thousands of pounds of cash, just gave it to me. And I remember bursting into tears because I couldn't handle that amount of cash. Like, you know, and he was getting a bit uppity that I wasn't counting it properly. And, and I burst into tears. And I was 15.
Okay, so I couldn't have a yoghurt instead. Anyway, thank you for that, Jules.
Yeah.
I'm going to play some cheesy tunage now.
Oh, what are you going to play? Something financial?
We'll see.
Guitar.
I thought I heard the captain say, pay me my money.
What's a new one? Tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
It's Bruce.
Yeah,
it's
Bruce Springsteen. Yeah.
Pay me my money down.
Oh, I don't know this song.
But you do now.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? I like Bruce Springsteen.
Pay me my money down. Pay me or go to jail. Pay me my money down. As soon as that boat clears the bar, pay me my money down.
Hey, that was the boss, Bruce Springsteen, with Pay Me My Money Down.
I don't know that song, but it was good. I love the jazzy bit at the end as well.
You do now. You see, and I played that cheesy tunage in homage to our next guest, who's the lovely Osella Carney from My Wage. And Osella runs a software company that's a payroll company to pay your money down. Did you see what I did there?
Yeah, pay your money down.
Why don't we hear what Osella had to say?
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show this Tuesday afternoon, Osella Carney of My Wage. Osella, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Paul. Thank you for inviting me.
It's an absolute pleasure, and I'm really interested in hearing from you. When we first made contact, when we were first introduced, I obviously had a look at your business and what you do, and it struck me as something that was incredibly interesting based on my my business activities as well. But first of all, before we get into that, can you tell us a little bit about Osella? Give us a bit of detail about your background, who you are, where you're from, what you do.
Yeah, sure. So my background is I've worked the last 20 plus years in finance and payroll. I've led different teams in different industries for the last 7 to 8 years, focusing on recruitment services and the tech industry. Mainly, my main focus has been looking at obviously how companies grow, how do we solve certain issues when it comes to the business growth, how do we run payroll, how do we get cost efficiencies. And whilst, of course, working for different sort of industries, it's given me this sort of passion to see some of these babies grow into from small companies to bigger companies. And yeah, it's been a great pleasure actually working in the industries that I have worked on the last couple of years.
Fantastic. I've got loads of questions I want to ask you about this, but I don't want to get ahead of myself because I've been looking at what you do and I'm fascinated by it and I think it's brilliant. But I want our listeners to know first what it is you do. So you've got a lot of experience, which you obviously started at a very young age, gained in payroll and finance and all those kind of things in different industries. At what point did you decide to step out on your own and what made you do that?
In truth, I've always wanted to have my own business. Being part, as what I said earlier, is being involved in different companies and different industries, and actually quite a few of them were small startups and SMEs. And I loved seeing them from one stage to the other and actually be part of seeing them grow and be successful. And I always wanted to do that for my own business, be part of something out there, offer something unique and be helpful, not to businesses, but to actually what I love is empowering people and the workforce. And that is one of the reasons why I decided to start something on my own.
Right. Okay. So when did you launch the business?
My Wage was launched in 2019.
Right.
Whilst I was working for another tech company. Right. I was the FD of another tech company. We were running payroll and, of course, the other finance functions. And having to have a run payroll with the legacy systems we were using, we were getting quite frustrated of the number of issues we were having.
Right.
And I always thought there has to be a better way we can do things. There's got to be something better out there.
Mm.
Whilst I was researching on what softwares were out there, still struggled to find the right one for us.
Right.
And therefore, I thought, why not start the journey myself and build something that works, but actually will empower not just businesses, but also the workforce for the future.
Sure. And I'm glad you made reference to that because that's something I want to talk to you about as we move forward in this kind of crazy world we live in now where all kinds of things happen. Just to kind of say what I mean about that, the pace of change in the world of work has got in front of way beyond a lot of countries' abilities to manage the way that people work. One of the things I'm thinking about is things like digital nomads and people being resident in one country while working in another. Which was okay in parts of the European Union, but anywhere else it didn't work. And now that the UK is not in the European Union, it's also a problem from that point of view as well. And it's something that I've personally come up against, of having someone that worked for me but lived in France. And HMRC just went tonto about it and said, you can't do that. Really? It's the 21st century. What are you talking about? So I want to kind of talk some of those things through. But before we get ahead of ourselves, give us an explanation of what MyWage does and how it differs from those generic offerings that you'd find with normal types of packages.
Sure. MyWage is a single source of truth payroll, billing, and HR platform that allows the business anything related to whatever touches the employee's pay cycle. Right. MyWage solves it, whether right. it comes to onboarding, HR functionality, processing the actual payroll, all the way to invoicing for companies and their pay slips, holiday accrual, anything basically that touches the life cycle of an employee or a worker or a gig economy worker, MyWage actually solves that solution.
Okay. One of the things that I see in your marketing that you aim at is recruitment and employment businesses. And of course, those businesses tend to employ a lot of temporary freelance consultants, contractors and such like. And again, the legislation in the UK on that has changed radically with IR35 and all kinds of other nonsense. That means a lot of people that once upon a time would have just invoiced you for their hourly rate, and now PAYE, and you have to put them on a payroll, even if it's only temporary. And I guess that is a lot of the motivation for what MyWage does.
Exactly. Handling that sort of complexity is what we do really well. It's one of the main focuses, because there are so many solutions out there that do a good job, but not many of them handle the volume that comes with employing shift workers and gig economy workers, but also the complexity that comes when hiring, onboarding, offboarding these type of employees, and recruitment and staffing industry find it really hard to have one solution that actually does everything in one. You will normally find that businesses struggle to have the right systems in place because they're using so many different types of software to get what they need to run their business, really. And I believe those times are over. We need one single source of truth system that does everything for us so that we can focus on running the business and let the software do the job.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, you know, when you try to cobble together a hybrid set of systems, there's always things that fall through the gap. There's things that get duplicated and things that don't get done at all. And you have to manually intervene. And that just becomes a drain. I've actually worked in technology for nearly 50 years. And the longer it goes on, the more I think that most technologies are productivity drain, because you spend so much time trying to make things work with other things and trying to, you know, stay up to date with it. So I'm 100% on board with what you're saying about having an integrated package that does everything. It sounds nice in theory to be able to incorporate lots of different things, but it never really works in practice, not efficiently anyway. So I get that. The packages that you offer with MyWage, is that geared specifically to the UK market, or do you have international versions of the software?
Currently, we are UK only. Yeah. However, as of 2024, we're looking to expand to other international countries too. We do have a demand. Most of our clients do ask for a global solution. Yeah. And at the end of the day, we do want to run the world on MyWage.
Yeah, of course.
Therefore, absolutely, the strategy is to take the software to other countries and be international. Yeah. But currently, UK only.
Okay. I've made reference a couple of times to things that bother me. And I just want to kind of get your thoughts and feelings on it, really, which is this new hybrid, flexible, digital nomad, gig economy way of working. In looking at how you manage payroll and HR for things like that, is that something that you had to work really hard on to incorporate? Are there areas where you still think, well, HMRC need to get their act together on this? How do you see that? Is it even an issue? It may just be me that suffers from it.
No, there's still a lot that needs to be done when it comes from HMRC, but they have improved. They're doing a lot to also help businesses do things digitally. They do have quite a few projects that will help and empower actually people to use and be more digital. That always takes, you know, longer than people want and think.
Yeah, sure.
When it comes to the whole digital nomads and people wanting to work online more, flexibility, I truly believe that is the future. We want to be free. We want to work.
Yeah.
As human beings, of course, we need to for our daily lives. But also, we want flexibility. We want to be able to, all of us, run the world from where we can, right? But also get paid at the same time. So why shouldn't that not happen? Why can't we? Why can't we as businesses empower people and trust them to do their jobs from wherever they are?
Yeah, absolutely.
And pay them on time very quickly and efficiently.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. You know, but without getting too political about it, the problem is there used to be a really easy way to do that. People work freelance and just invoice you. And of course, our politicians kibosh that with this ridiculous IR35 nonsense. And that has caused most of the problems with these things by just being stupid. And I don't expect you to comment on that, but that's my view on it. And my view has been on it a long time like that. Okay, so you launched your business in 2019. It's clearly a product that is in demand, not just with recruitment companies, but that side of the industry is something I know, and I can fully appreciate why they would, you know, really love your product. How are you finding the rollout of your product to customers? So what we're going at 3-4 years now. Has it been hard to persuade businesses to look at your product? Or have they kind of taken to it really easily?
It can be both. Mm. Changing payroll systems is never easy.
Mm.
And no company, if you look at, I mean, I mentioned earlier that as part of what I do, we look at processes, we look at systems, efficiencies to run a business. Sometimes back office is one of the last ones. Mm. Changing payroll systems is not one anyone wants to do because, especially, let's say, for recruitment, it's the core of their business. If you don't pay people on time, they will not go to the next shift. And of course, why should they, right? Therefore, that is so important that you choose the right system to pay people.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. You know, I've messed around the edges of recruitment systems, not just payroll, but whole recruitment systems. And you quite often come across organizations that have had a system for 10, 15 years that is clearly inadequate now, but they're so used to it that they're scared to change from it because they know it and it kind of half works. So that's good enough. Yeah.
I agree. Adoption is always one of the hardest.
Yeah.
Change and adoption to change is one of the hardest things in businesses and actually in our personal daily lives. If you buy a new mobile phone, all of a sudden you don't know how to use it. You get a bit frustrated. But once you do that, then you love it because it can do all these good things for you. And systems and actually solutions out there, such as MyWage, is the same. Change. Yeah. Is not always easy, but it's needed.
Yeah.
We need it. We need better ways to run payroll, business. We need faster ways. We need secure ways.
Yeah.
We chose to build MyWage on Salesforce because it's one of the actual most secure platforms out there in the world.
Right.
And that should give businesses enough assurance that we can pay people on a very secure platform.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, Stella, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. If people want to find out more about MyWage and the products you offer, what's the best way to make contact with you?
You can always visit our website, www.mywage.co, or always give me a call. My number is online all the time. I love to speak to people. We offer expertise. If they're struggling, if they have questions when it comes to payroll or any systems, we want to be able to offer our expertise and advice to them. So please do get in contact.
Fantastic. All of those contact details can be found on the radio website and they will be there forever. Orsella, thank you so much for that. Enjoy the rest of your week and a pleasure to talk to you.
Likewise, Paul. Thank you very much for having me.
Talis Independent Financial Advisors can help you invest, organise your pensions, and even get you the best possible life insurance, mortgage, or equity release deal. Check out talisifa.com.
Construction businesses, we're celebrating the very best projects, people, innovations and businesses in construction. Could this be you? Winning a war can help you open doors to contracts, find new supply channels and break into new markets. Each winner will receive a beautifully engraved trophy along with a total prize package worth over £1,000. Enter the Southeast Construction Awards now at constructionexpoawards.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
That was Orsella Carney of MyWage talking about their software, their payroll and HR systems. Fantastic product that they've got. And they've spotted something in the market that they needed, having been involved with the recruitment side of industry. I know what the need is for recruitment agencies and temp agencies to manage their payroll, especially in a world now where you have flexible working, gig economy, digital nomads and all that kind of stuff, which we all discussed during the interview. So fantastic interview, and I hope you enjoyed that, and brilliant product. Right.
Tracy Ferguson has piped up on Twitter. She says, run the world with my wage. Fantastic aspiration. Sounds like a brilliant system too. Well done at MyWage UK, entrusting people to do their jobs from wherever they are. Brilliant. Thanks, Tracy.
Absolutely. Sarah Marsh Collins has been on earlier, filming on the radio, she says. whatever next, the top show for cheesy tunes and chat on the Business Bunker show. And we're looking forward to hearing the rest of the show. So thank you for that, Sarah.
We do social media, says Business Bunker. Hope you have gobstoppers in class, Jules Serkin. Did you used to have gobstoppers?
Yeah.
Because you can make them last for ages.
And sherbet dabs.
Yeah, sherbet dabs. Mm. Very good. Well, you like licorice, don't you? You're wild on licorice. Yeah, so you probably just bought it for the licorice.
Probably.
Or the dab.
Ice pops.
Ice pops, yeah.
Woodbine on a strike.
Yeah. Jamboree bag.
You ignored that, didn't you?
Yeah, is that a cigarette, isn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't a smoker. I was when I was 21. Then I got into menthol Samaritz, darling, because of the little silver badge around it.
When I was at school, there was a little...
Did you go to school?
Yeah, not for long. I went a couple of times.
Yeah.
There was a little sweetie shop just down the road from us, and they used to open up a packet of Woodbine and sell the Woodbines one at a time with a Swan Vesta match.
Oh, I remember a Swan Vesta,
Threepence for a... For a cigarette and a match.
Yeah, the older I get, the more shocked I get by the price of things.
Yeah.
It's shocking.
Athelbrae have been on as well.
See, I could say that with a list. Athelbrae. That would be great with my list.
Athelbrae.
Yeah. What are they saying?
They said, well, have a good show, but we can't honestly say we'll catch up later because I can't find the computer, you see, because they've just
moved. They're moving.
They moved house and it's in a box somewhere, yeah. Well, thank you for tweeting at least, Kate and Keith, and we wish you many, many years of happiness in your new home.
Yeah, because they were talking to me. Do you remember I bought a silver birch last year for our garden? And they were talking to me about English trees, because Canterbury City Council, what do? They shipped in eucalyptus trees from Tasmania.
Really?
For some reason.
Did they come with...
In their wisdom.
Did they come with koalas?
With added koala bears, probably. Sarah Marsh Collins is chirping in, and she says a clear vision from our last guest, Orsella Carney. Canny. Yeah. Did you say Canny or Carney? Carney.
Carney.
C-A-N-I.
C-A-N-I. Yeah. Linda Cloak has tweeted, looking forward to listening to Adam on the show, and we're tuned into the Business Bunker show. Thank you for that, Linda.
And I saw a tweet from... Yeah, go on.
No, so you, this is you, yeah.
Is it? Can't
yeah,
be me.
Yeah. Natalie tweeted earlier that she was coming into film and that I should dress up for it.
Yeah.
So I put a GIF of Buddy the Elf. Yeah. Yeah. What's your favourite colour?
Yeah.
But Sarah Marsh Collins says, I thought you had a tutu.
Yeah, and guess what I replied?
Go on. Scroll, did you send a picture?
Scroll down.
Oh, you didn't. Oh, she bloody did too. Oh,
I've got a lovely photo of Paul Andrews in a tutu. He did a charity gig. He doesn't always flounce around in a pink tutu. He did a charity gig. He did Zumba, wasn't it?
I did 4 hours of Zumba.
Yeah, he was at the front. Linda Cloak has piped up. I don't know if you read this. I just read it. About the Feel Good Friday.
Oh, no, I didn't read that.
You didn't read that. No. I'll read it with my lisp. So she says, hi, Vanilla Web. Hi, Jules Serkin. Would you like a shout out for Feel Good Friday next week on the 28th? Yes, we would, we say. It is going to be the last one at Edenwood Place as we're moving to a more central location for May. The fancy dress scheme this month is cowboys and Indians. I don't know if that's just, we're allowed to do that anymore. Isn't that socially appropriate?
You're going to probably get into trouble.
I don't think you can go as Hiawatha anymore.
No, probably not.
I'd love to.
Probably can't go as the Lone Ranger either.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Martin Reeves, listening in live to Business Bunker. Now, Martin Reeves is the founder of Collector's Buddy. With hidden disabilities and mental health, he's seeking a salary to get off disability, and he wants to fundraise for charities by selling TV, film, toys and props. You can find him on collectorsbuddy.org.uk. So he goes and trawls, doesn't he, for old bits of Lego and old, you know, vintage cars and things like that, children's things, and marks them up and sells them on.
For charity.
Yeah.
Yeah. My Wager just tweeted, we were thrilled that our founder, Orsella Carney, was a guest on the Business Bunker show with Vanilla Web and Jules Serkin at 1 o'clock.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think, what was Linda Cloak's We Do Social Media, isn't it? Because funny enough, she's just mentioned about cowboys and Indians. I'm just going to tweet at this. Martin Reeves, as in his little hunt for things, cowboys and Indians for £180 on Facebook. He said, I'd offer 100 to 150 max, but there's a £500 plus profit to be had here. 100% could be going to charity once Collector's Buddy is funded. So he's found, do you remember I had those little cowboy and Indian stick, you know, little models?
Yep.
That I played.
You were talking about Martin there, and he's also tweeted that he's listening live to the Business Bunker show. So hello, Martin.
I said that as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
Have you already said that?
Yeah, previously.
Oh, I don't listen to what
you're
saying.
That's all right. I don't.
So I guess you've just read out the Feel Good Friday as well.
I have. I'm just trying to tweet We Do Social Media. I'll read something. So the hated roadworks to revamp a junction, which was only just supposed to last 6 months, is now set to end a year after they started.
Yeah.
The redesign of the 2070 Bad Munster Rifle. How do you say that?
Bad Munster Rifle. Yeah. Bad Munster Rifle. Yeah.
I mean, where does that word come from?
It's German, isn't it?
Munster Rifle Road in Ashford was supposed to be complete in October, but delays have pushed back the scheme several times. Contractors ripped out the Orbital Park roundabout and replaced it with a four-way traffic light junction. While the majority of the work will end this month, National Highways has confirmed the whole scheme is now set to end on May the 15th. Just over a year after the project started.
There isn't a hope in hell of them hitting that timescale.
I'm wondering if that's the road I go back on home. It's awful.
It's terrible.
It's huge.
There was no point in taking the roundabout out, but they did anyway, and they've made a complete and utter mess of it. It's now a year late, and it's going to be another year late while they put it right.
Bonkers.
It's like the Drovers roundabout, the other side of Ashford. £16 million to put in a roundabout, and it's deadly. The amount of crashes around there, because you get halfway round the roundabout and the lanes merge.
Yeah. And on the roundabout?
Yeah. On halfway round the roundabout, the lanes merge.
Yeah.
It's bonkers.
And which one is that?
driver's roundabout.
Yeah, that's the one with the cannon on, or jeep or a tank.
No, it's the next one.
Okay,
it's not a tank roundabout, it's the one with the cows.
Yeah.
It's
bad, that
some
one.
Some aluminium cows walking across it.
It's sweet, the things they put on roundabouts, isn't it? Yeah. Aluminium cows, who'd have thought?
Right, Curry & Co. Networking. Yeah. At the Raj in Faversham on the 27th of April. Join us for a fabulous night of networking, good food and drink at the Raj, Faversham, 6:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Thursday the 27th of April. Your ticket will provide you with a selection of dishes, rice, breads, poppadoms and one free drink. You'll also be able to speak to other local businesses, exchange cards and enjoy a more relaxed approach to networking. If you want to find out about that, eventbrite.co.uk/curryco networking.
Yeah, I'm just looking at this picture that Martin Reeves has done. It's so lovely. So I'm just going to pass my phone over to Adam, because he's a financial advisor, he'd know. So there's a profit to be made. So can you see these from our childhood, these little that he's found, Martin Reeves?
I used to have these as well.
Yeah, so did I. Yeah. So did everybody, I think. Mm. Isn't it sweet? In the days before kids played with iPads. Did you see my tweet where I walked to the park on Sunday with my dog and the playground was absolutely empty and it was sunshine. There were no kids playing in the playground. That's a sign of the times, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, where were they all?
Well, hiding, probably.
From?
You don't want to play in a playground these days, do you?
Why?
It's well dodgy, isn't it?
Oh, well, you mean that. Yeah. We can't mention that on this show.
Partners for Growth, PFG, is a Medway Council scheme providing grants for small to medium-sized enterprises, businesses that are looking to grow their business further. The scheme is available to Medway residents who are thinking of setting up a business, looking to grow their business, or looking to make their business more environmentally sustainable. The scheme closes on Sunday, the 31st of March, 2024, so there's almost a year to go, or until the budget is spent and they've run out of money. If you want to find out more about clobbering some money from Medway Council, www.medway.gov.uk/info-business-funding.
Did you read Samantha Kelly's tweet? I don't know if you did. There are so many solutions out there that do a good job, but not many that handle the volume that comes with employing shift workers and gig economy workers.
Exactly.
Yeah. At My Wage UK does this really well. Great interview. Well done, Ursula. And you can find Samantha Kelly on at Tweeting Goddess. And yes, it was a brilliant interview from Ursula.
Yeah, fantastic. The High 3 Network has a small business meetup, networking presentations, an intellectual property talk and a workshop and a studio tour.
Ooh.
And this is taking place on Thursday the 20th, and it's this week at 10:30 a.m. at Canterbury Christchurch University in North Holmes Road, Canterbury. If you want to find out more or book your ticket, kentbusinessradio.co.uk/calendar.
And Luxury Hotel, this is one of my favourite places lately. The Pig, you know The Pig.
I do.
You're being filmed, aren't you? You've got your sweet filming face
on. It's quite disconcerting.
I know.
I had to smile.
Yeah, you're sweet. I've never seen you smile, I don't think, in 15 years. I've seen you sneer and grimace.
Yeah, I borrowed my mum's teeth.
Not the horse's teeth that you usually wear.
No, they don't fit.
No. A luxury hotel... I've got bits of biscuit in my teeth at the moment. A luxury hotel company is planning to launch its second Kent venue at a Grade 1 listed manor. The Pig has announced it's coming to Groombridge Place near Tunbridge Wells. I want to go. Its high-end hotels and restaurants first launched in 2011 and specialise in growing their own or locally sourcing produce. There's already one in Bourne Park Road near Canterbury called The Pig at Bridge Place, which I have frequented. I've been twice.
Have you?
I went with Sarah...
On the same day, probably.
Yeah, very amusing. I went with Sarah Maloney, the health inspector from Canterbury Council.
Right.
And we partook... We had pudding... we had two bottles of wine and we also had cocktails. My new husband picked us up and dropped us off and with Darcy Greyhound. So he couldn't come because he has to look after the dog. She can't be left.
I have to tell you, Adam, a couple of years ago, she rocked up a pub in Konya near Sittingbourne. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Called The Ship. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was a free house. I love a free house.
And they had a dessert there. I can't remember what it was.
Baked vanilla yogurt.
And she had a dessert there. Right, and she tweeted me, I'm in the ship at Konya eating a baked vanilla, Yogurt, that's him.
Baked vanilla yogurt.
Yeah. And she said, it's gorgeous. The next night, She tweeted me again. She goes, guess where I am? I don't know. She said, I'm in the ship at Konya having a bake. Oh, no. You've gone back the second night. And she went, yeah. Third night. She's back there again. Three nights running she went there for a yogurt. You might get to understand that Jules's life from an early age revolves around yogurt.
Well, is it always a combination of puddings and alcohol?
That's exactly. He's nailed it. He's very prescient, isn't he?
Yeah, but you know, I have a thing about vanilla. I absolutely love vanilla.
That's why I'm called Vanilla Web.
Yeah. But what upsets me most is when you have a panna cotta when you're out. I love a vanilla panna cotta.
Yeah, likewise.
It's really, really nice. But when they play with it too much, I just like it vanilla with maybe a little bit of fruit or something. But I don't want it all. Sometimes they put chocolate sauce on it and all that. I don't like that. I just like your panna cotta, your vanilla, and a little bit of fruit maybe on the side.
That's a great call.
Yeah, but don't you also love a freehand? Where do you live now?
Live just outside Maidstone, a little village called Sutton Valens.
So do you live near the poet's Matlock?
Nowhere near it. Maidstone, he lives.
I don't know.
Sutton Valens, it's my side. He lives near a Meaden, yeah?
Oh, I'm not very good on Kent mapping.
She's only lived there 50 years.
Still find her way around.
So have you got any free houses near you?
We have.
Because, you know, when
The King's Head's just changed hands, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
At the top of the hill,
they sort of specialise in gourmet food now. Yeah.
But is it good
cocktail
food?
Bar, which you'd
have
enjoy.
They? Yeah. Well, there you are.
There's three pubs in the village.
Yeah.
Two now, actually. Only two.
Oh, which one's shut? There's Carpenter's shut.
Well, when we've been there a couple of years. Is it the Papermakers?
The Papermakers, yeah.
That's closed down. So we've got the Queen's Head and the King's Head now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't there one between the Queen's Head and the King's Head? The Prince of Wales or something?
It's a bit royal, isn't it?
There was the Swan down in the village. That closed a long time ago.
And
I think the other one was called the Papermakers.
The Papermakers,
like
which is...
Overlooked the hills, didn't it?
That
closed a couple of years ago.
Yeah, because I live in Tenston, so I drive past.
There's some good eateries and drinkeries around there too, isn't there?
Yeah, so. I drive past St. Valens a lot.
I get very excited when I find a free house.
Funnily enough, I'm doing... I do a free programme, careers programme in schools called 30-30. And we've got two coming up if anyone wants to join us. The next one's at Y near Ashford on the 10th of May, and then Walderslade Girls' School on the 15th of May. You'd be welcome to join us for 2 hours of talking to students about the world of work, and as many businesses that want to can. But funnily enough, I've just had an email a couple of days ago from Sutton Valence School asking if I'll do one there. Yeah.
Did you know that one of my favourite restaurants, Reed's, is for sale?
Is it really?
Reed's in Faversham.
Is it?
£3 million if you've got...
I can't help with that.
It's an ongoing business. It's absolutely beautiful. And what I love about Reed's is, A, the food, of course, but the hospitality, the way they are, they're very almost old-fashioned, aren't they, Natalie? Mm. And I always take my mum there for a 90th and a 92nd and it's sad to see that. I hope it doesn't get ruined.
I was thinking of going there. I'm having lunch with James Gardner in a couple of weeks, and we couldn't decide whether to go to the Swan at Westmoreland or Reed's.
I remember James Gardner. I haven't seen him for ages. Very handsome chap.
Yeah.
Give him my love. Well, go to Reed's because, you know, it may not be there forever. I hope someone nice gets it and doesn't make it all...
The trouble is, no matter what, it will change because a new owner will change it. No matter what. They may make it better, but, you know, you just don't...
I don't think it could be better. That's why I love it. I just love... I mean,
why are they selling it?
There's been a rumour that it's been on the market for absolutely years, and every time I talk to them, they say it's not. If I had £3 million, I would buy it. Not to live in, because it's quite a noisy road.
See, if you had spent less time playing with your dentist...
Eating.
...and eating yoghurt, you'd have more idea about finance and how to raise the cash to buy it, wouldn't you?
Well, you can tell me after the show.
You could do... Well, I'm sure Adam will tell you. You could do a leverage buyout. You don't even need the money. You could raise the money somewhere else.
I know a lot of chefs. The thing is, it's not the chefs. It's the staff now for hospitality. And maybe that's why they're selling. But they have got some amazing staff. Mm. They've got a lot of Eastern Europeans, and they've had them for years, and the service there and everything is just beautiful. And you sit in the little patio outside and have a bottle of something first before dinner. Yeah. And the breakfast are great. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. We're going to join the newsroom. And when we come back, we've got our fantastic second guest to talk to, Mr. Adam Letts of Letts Wealth Management. So should we do that?
Yeah. Let's find out what's going on.
Yeah. Let's join the newsroom.
Yeah. Let's do that.
The Business Bunker.